Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Sounds Good Radio. I'm your host, Shriver.
And I'm Big Knee.
And welcome back to another episode of our crazy little podcast. So, we left you last week. Yeah, and now we're back this week. I don't know where I was going with that sentence.
We bet.
So we're filming in the same day, so nothing really to catch up on. Same old shit, working.
I decided I'm spending the night, so that's exciting. Sleepover!
We had a sleepover last night. And can I just say, like, it makes me so tickled that you're just here sleeping over with me. Because we had talked about just, like, being more intentional with our time. And definitely, like, just doing the things that girls love to do, which is have sleepovers and eat and talk and gossip and hang out. And you are definitely, like, my person, my couch person, my couch friend.
I love that
we can just, like, hang out and just sit with each other for hours. We don't have to talk.
And it's enough.
Yeah.
And you're literally just full from it.
And the fact that you want to spend the night again makes me really happy.
You've been in your house for how long?
10 years.
10 years. So, yeah. First of all, homeowner.
Yeah.
Anyways, for 10 years, and I don't think I've ever spent the night. I think this might be my first time.
You're lying.
I'm pretty sure.
You've fallen asleep on my couch before.
But I've got up and took my ass home.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, you're not a spend the nighter.
Because I love my bed, but I love you more. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry.
I can't see. So, things we had wrote down again. Excuse me. If you didn't catch us last week, I totally forgot where I was going. Oh, we wrote these notes down like close to a month ago now. So, we had a little shoot the shit segment. You wrote down group chat TikTok has you in a chokehold.
Ooh, group chat TikTok.
Okay.
So there is this creator. I cannot think of her name. Did you ever look at them?
Couldn't tell you her name. I've seen them. Absolutely don't know her name. It's group chat.
But anyway, so there's a group chat. And I feel like it's a group chat between a group of friends. So basically they're having a girls' night. And one of the girls
I'm okay. I have something in my eye, y'all, if you're watching.
You need to get your eye
drawn? No, it'll be fine. I'll just suffer. I can't see anything anyway, so, oh God. Just keep talking.
Go get your eye drawn.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
If I have to leave, I will. It'll correct itself. Anyway, so.
You're making me itch my eye.
I'm sorry.
So, there. I got to do something with my hands. Anyways.
So it's one girl that does like a TikTok series, right?
Yeah.
And she plays everybody that is in the group chat. So she's playing herself as well as all of her friends, made up characters. And it's this whole storyline about how a girl tried to bring her boyfriend to girls' night and everything imploded from there. And so I think it's hilarious. I think it's genius what she's doing.
Yes.
And it got people hooked. And that's what you need on TikTok. For
correct.
Sure.
Like, I was literally looking forward to it. But on the flip side of that, I was, like, seeing real life think pieces on if I was Haley and Justin tried to do that, I would never allow that. That means you're not a good friend. This is literally a skit.
It's
on TikTok, and y'all are literally dissecting it and having these strong stances about certain things about a literal made-up situation. At one point, I thought Haley and Justin Bieber were breaking up or into it or something.
This is where discernment comes into play. But you guys have to be able to know the difference between actual real-life things and skits for TikTok.
Yeah.
It's all funny,
but
know that it's not real.
The fact is
and that's what makes it funny.
Maybe
that's
it's
what
just
makes it genius.
To not put so much deep thought. I mean, because a lot of the things that the people were saying, I was like, yeah, I would. Because every group chat has had some type of conversation like that, I think, as girls. Where somebody just wants to bring their man around, and then everybody's like, oh, no, he can't fucking come. And
oh, that's brother.
Literally. So, like, that's real life. So, I understand people have something to say about it, but it's like,
right.
You're so passionate at the skit. But I guess everybody's got to take something and run with it.
And
on
I think
social
that's
media.
That's the virality of it. Like, that's why things go viral, is because people keep talking about it.
Yeah.
And then you had BH versus MM reunion.
Ooh. Okay. So this is very, very old. So I'm a little rusty, but I'm going to give you what I got. So this is about, I have been watching, y'all know I love my reality TV.
Okay.
So I've been watching, well, I watched the Married to Medicine reunion all the way through Beverly Hills. I just couldn't do it. I watched the first episode and I couldn't watch the part two or three or whatever else.
Which reunion did I watch with you? Was that Married to Medicine?
Probably.
Where the guy came out and said that girl paid him to be...
That was Potomac! That was where I was.
I remembered!
I so that.
I remembered.
That's Real Housewives of Potomac. But
so
that's
here's the thing.
One.
She has her scheduled shows, and I'll just, like, randomly pop in because I'll be over there, and I'll watch it. And I was like, oh, yeah. No, who is this? And she'll explain the whole season for the one episode we're watching. Yeah.
I just watched a TikTok clip this morning. Where she's like, you watching? Now, look, they need to know this. It's hilarious. I'm so tickled. But anyways.
Sorry.
So, basically, it's just... Well, Beverly Hills, I'm done with after this season. Okay. I was already almost done, but I'm really done now. But Married to Medicine, they just know how to read. They know how to fire a comeback. And I just hated to see Garcelle let Dorit, Snorit, long-winded ass, read you, eat you up the whole reunion. I see why you quit. And I just hate that. Like Garcelle. Like I would have been heated too and I would have quit. But baby, you've got to be able to give it back. I just wish, but I know I understand sometimes people want to rise above and be greater than, but sometimes you just gotta let it, you gotta let it be. No, this ain't that.
I have no idea who these people are.
But yeah, that's it. I just have to get it off my chest.
Okay.
I had nobody else to talk to me about it. So yeah.
Yeah, because I don't watch that, but I love to hear about it, and I love to pop in and just, you know. Okay, do we want to take a little break from Shoot the Shit and do Taste Good?
Sure, let's go. Okay. Let me get my palate.
Okay, so I have a snack for... Are we? Well,
every time I look down, it's red.
Okay. So we have these Haribo... Pearl Eier. Honestly, I don't know how to pronounce it. It is German. And they are little gummies with... they remind me of the Nerds... Help me. Nerds what?
Clusters?
Yeah, sure. Anyway. It's an Easter candy. Not as good as a Nerds Cluster. Is that what they're called? Nerds Clusters?
Yeah.
It kind of has a, I think it's too many balls.
I don't like it.
The balls, the little crunchies on the outside. What color did you get last time?
I don't remember. This is like a Mike and Ike.
Texture on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the Nerds on the outside, but the Nerds are different. They have a weird aftertaste.
Is that pineapple?
I'm not a fan of that. They remind me too much of jelly beans.
That's what it is.
It tastes like a jelly bean.
That's what it is. What did I say it was before?
A Mike and Ike?
Yes.
Which is similar to a jelly bean.
That's so. All I can get is as far as I got in my brain.
Okay, well, that was a bust. We didn't like that.
Boop.
Okay, you had, back to Shoot the Shit.
Okay.
You had Structures Below the Great Pyramids.
Oh, okay. So apparently they have been, as they have for a lot of years, they've been exploring in Egypt. And searching for artifacts You know, the usual pillage and plunder. So they've already found that there were tombs in the pyramids of Giza, and now they've used some supersonic sensor laser thing up under the pyramids, the Great Pyramids of Giza, okay. And they have found structures literally football fields long under it. Okay. There are large columns. I think there's four columns that have spiral casings around it. And then those are going into eight cubes. The cubes are like, it's all in metric, so I don't know. But they're really, really huge. And then they're going into 12 different more cylinders, and then it gets deeper and deeper and deeper.
So this has all been seen by sonar?
Yes.
Under the pyramids. No one has ever dug under the pyramids.
Not yet, but I feel like they will. I feel like they're going to find a way.
You would think they would have learned the first time not to disrupt burial sites, graves, shrines, mosques. I think we could make our way to
Egypt and get to see what's going on, because if the man wants something, they're going to go get it. Yeah, so
that's true. That's true.
They'll find a way.
I haven't heard about that, but I love...
So here's my conspiracy of it.
Okay.
I think Atlantis is up under there. I believe that Atlantis is real.
Okay. It had to come, the story had to come from somewhere.
I believe, but some people, a lot of people have refuted it and said that it was just a make-believe story. And there's no evidence to prove that it was actually real.
Okay.
And there's not really been anything substantial per se.
Right.
But I believe that it is there. I believe it's a thing. And I'm hoping that maybe, because first of all, to me, when it comes to Egyptian culture and really a lot of ancient cultures, a lot of it is based in astrology and in the stars and the gods that they associate with those type of things. Mm-hmm. And because the, especially in Egyptian cultures, the pyramids of Giza are laid out in a such pattern that it aligns perfectly with the, I think the stars. Please don't quote me.
Yes, it's.
Or the moon or something.
It is. I don't want to say rumored, but there are stories, history, whatever, that says the pyramids are one of many stargates on Earth. And stargates,
but they like line up. Yes, with certain.
They are portals to other dimensions, yes. Worlds, universes, so yes. On and so forth.
They're also tombs. Mm-hmm. They are also. Oh, what was I going to say? Shoot.
I don't know.
I lost it.
That's all right. What were we talking about? Atlantis being under the pyramids.
Oh.
I mean, you got to think. Egypt is on the sea.
Yes.
And so it's not too far-fetched to think at some point.
I just feel like
all of what is underwater was not.
I feel like there is a greater power that we do not 100% know about. Mm-hmm. Because it's not even just the ancient Egyptians, like I'm back. The pyramids, they don't even know how they were even constructed.
It's unfathomable.
They can't. It's like, how could they be so small? What type of technology did they use? How did they do that? They're learning some small ways that they were using humongous elephants or mammoths to carry them from place to place. I've seen some where they've had giants. I do believe in giants too. I don't know the correct term for them, but I do believe that they do exist. 7-footers, 8-footer, 9-footers. I believe they did exist and they probably were helping. But anyways, I just think that it's, even Stonehenge has, nobody knows how Stonehenge right. got there.
So I just Googled how old are the pyramids of Giza, mm-hmm. for anybody wanting to know, because I was. They are approximately 4,500 years old, 4,500 years. So before Christ.
They don't know how.
It's, yeah, I'm not too, I think I could dig the theory of civilization being far more advanced than we know,
yes.
but there being a reset.
Yes.
I don't know if that's a little too like Matrix of me.
The Great Flood.
Right. So we can definitely, we'll do a whole episode on that, because I would love to delve, yes. into that, of like how were civilizations 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, like the things that they were able to accomplish that now with modern technology,
we can't even
replicate. Like, have you seen the Baroque chapels in Spain?
No.
Oh my God. How the Gothic? Oh my, like how were they built? How?
Yeah. It's just a lot of stuff and structures that are
without heavy machinery.
Yes, and they can't figure out why. Yeah. And then the way the tectonic plates are moving, the way this is how we made mountains and everything. And then like it's just what could be under what we already have. Mm-hmm. I mean, because what we were taught, I don't know what they're teaching the kids now, but what I was taught back in the day, we were all one big solid piece of land, Pangaea.
Yep.
So that's where my root and my basis of my understanding is. Yeah. And everything just changed. Everything moved. And this is how we got. So there's going to be some things that go under or go up.
Yeah.
So I believe it's there somewhere. I could be a wacko, and that's fine, too.
No, we'll definitely do an episode where we, like, do some conspiracy theories, our thoughts on those, and, yeah, that'll be a good episode. Okay, next we had, I think you wrote this question, what artist, dead or alive, mm-hmm. is a concert that you would want to go to?
Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish that I did not have the opportunity. I wish I could experience her voice. I think she has the most beautiful, perfect voice. Not in her prime, Whitney.
Yeah.
In her prime, Whitney. I wish, you know, she died on my birthday.
What?
Yeah, hurts.
I never realized that. Oh, no, honey.
But anyways, I wish I could have experienced that in real life.
Yeah, agree.
Also, Mary J. Blige, she's on a tour right now, but I just cannot get
is
my
Mary
schedule.
Is Mary good in concert?
I want to see her. I want to see her in her fucking thigh high boots doing her it's just Mary bounce. I think Mary is so fly. Like, I was raised on Mary J. Blige. So, like, that's like, my auntie, I want to see you so bad. I just cannot get my schedule to line up with Mary. I want to see her bad.
Yeah.
I would see Chris Brown again.
Yes. We saw Chris Brown last year.
When he initially said he was going on tour again, what is this, Breezy Bowl?
Yeah, his 20.
I was like, I just seen your ass. What could you possibly do? But now I'm just like, I got to see him again. What you gonna do? I'm still waiting on Gimme That.
No, seriously. All his hits from when he was young to now, absolutely. Somebody that I would go to is Chris Stapleton. Okay. I need to see him.
Is that Tennessee Whiskey?
Yes.
Okay.
So he used to be a part of a band called the Steel Drivers, and I actually got to see them perform in Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Okay.
But this was post Chris being the lead singer. So now they had a new lead singer. He was equally as wonderful. But I need to see Chris.
Okay.
He sings to your heart. Oh, he sings to your heart. So that's one for me. Another Adele.
Okay. That makes
sense. I'm still kicking myself for not going to see her in Vegas when I had the chance, because she announced on her last tour in Scotland, mm-hmm. somewhere in the UK, that she was going to be taking a break.
Oh.
So I'm sad. So well, I will be there for her return.
She just got married.
She was like, I've spent the past decade with you all, building a life with you all. Now it's time for me to go enjoy my life for a little bit. Totally, absolutely.
As you should.
You had MJ, Michael Jackson, of course.
Yes.
I agree with you on that.
Yes.
To see him. Yes. In his prime, which was his whole career. But, like, I feel like the 80s Michael Jackson.
Yes.
To be able to, like, to have been, like, a 20-year-old at that concert. Yeah. That would have been good. Yeah. That would have been good.
Yeah.
You have down Usher.
Usher, yes. I wanted this just like, I mean, I feel like Usher can give a performance. I love a dancing ass nigga, okay? Come on, give me choreo, boo. Give me everything, and Usher can do that, and he can sing. And Usher got hits. Like, come on, be for real.
Years of
hits. Sure. I mean, and didn't he just do the Super Bowl a couple of years ago?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, so Usher got it.
And we rewinded it as soon
but
as it was
could
over.
You please, Usher, please get off the skates. I'm tired of seeing it.
Done with the roller skate, little roll bounce.
It was
a cute moment. Someone else I have is Jasmine Sullivan.
Okay.
I'm an R&B girly for life, and she can sing down, and her concerts are very, from what I've seen, are very intimate, like, and she just be singing, and I want to witness that in person.
Okay.
So, and then you had some more.
Who else did I have? Did I say Mariah already?
No.
Well, I'm a lamb. I love Mariah.
Okay.
So I'm partial to this. So here's why. I love Mariah on the record. But sometimes it's getting a little rusty.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do not want to.
I'm all for people enjoying their retirement.
I want to see her perform these songs, and I actually want to see her perform them to the quality in which I hear it on the record. And I think that's what, and a lot of people have problems with that. It's sometimes you're not going to hear just like, sound just like the record.
Right.
After, especially 20, 30, for however many years she's been singing.
Right.
But that's how I am. And if you're not going to do it, I don't want to really hear it. So.
Yeah. It would have been great to see her in the 90s.
Yes.
That
big,
again,
big curly hair.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
You had NSYNC. I have seen them.
Yes. Have you?
Yes.
Oh.
I've,
in their prime at that.
No? I think it was the No Strings Attached tour. Bitch, they came here.
Oh, was it good?
Oh, God. You couldn't tell me. You couldn't tell me. So they had, there was a poor, I couldn't tell you what they were singing. It might have been This I Promise You.
Okay.
And they were on a platform that like rolled into the audience, like on the floor, so the people in the back could get a close up or whatever. Also saw Britney Spears in concert.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't remember that much. I was young. Not too young, but I really don't have that many memories from it. But it was great. Because then another part of this, I wanted to go over concerts we have been to.
Okay.
So what are some that you've been to?
Concerts I've been to. I've been to Beyonce Renaissance.
So jealous. Jealous of that.
Of course, Chris Brown.
Yep.
What do you mean by concert? Because I've been to plenty of club and...
Any singer that you've seen live that is on the radio?
Jeezy, Gucci Mane, OJ the Juice Mane, Waka Flocka, Future...
Not the club. At the club. You saw Gucci at the club?
Yes. OJ the Juice Man down at the...
I'm jealous. I'm going to give another one of these.
Give me Barbie one.
I'm going to give them another try.
Girl, yes. Who else have I seen?
Who have I seen? But
I went to see the Scream Tour when I was younger.
Who?
So, the Scream Tour.
What's Scream?
Bow Wow, Lil Romeo, B2K, Janae Aiko and her little sister group.
I don't know if I ever told you this. I saw JoJo.
That makes sense.
She was at the Expo Center, bitch. And was
Joanna.
Girl. Oh, she was on this little stage with two backup dancers, and she killed it. It was amazing.
Who all have we seen at the Kumbu Center?
That's what I wanted to talk about because, bitch, hold on, wait. Because when I tell you I am so happy to have seen Ginuwine in concert and not Elgin.
Why?
Because I got him. I got him before there was he went over the hill. That's what it was. And that's okay.
Yes.
Yeah. But... Fire. Yeah. When I tell you that man smells so so good.
Yeah.
Literally, when his head popped up, walking up the steps, you could smell him instantly.
Lauren's a smell.
Oh my God. Girl. Big time. And he and smells amazing. And did away. Amazing.
At the Kumbu Fest 1 year.
Why are they?
Mm-hmm.
He's the only person I've seen at the Kumbu Fest.
And I've seen Wayne Wonder.
I've seen Lil Wayne in his prime.
Really? Not current, man.
Carter?
Oh,
was it Carter? Wait. 08. It was in 08.
Where, man?
At the Coliseum.
That's
me and Morgan.
That's
on a school night. Go see Lil Wayne. And it was around the time where he had just released Lollipop.
Oh, so it was lit.
But no one had heard it. For at least in my memory, I had never heard it before. Mm-hmm. I hadn't heard it on the radio. And as soon as that beat dropped, it was like you knew.
Yeah, it was going to be a hit.
And it history. Was the whole...
History.
It was crazy.
World stop.
16 years old.
Yeah.
At a Lil Wayne concert. I have seen Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak in Vegas. Mm-hmm. 1,000 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Worth every penny. I was 7th row, right. Oh, front and center.
Good view.
We weren't allowed to have our phones. Mm-hmm. They had the little phone pouches, which at first I was kind of salty about, but then pretty quickly I was like, you know what? No, like, because when you go to concerts nowadays, this is a phone. This is all you see.
Yep.
The whole time. You're not watching it. And so that's what they wanted. And they literally had a little song that they did talking about how they made us put our phones up. They were like, we took your phones tonight as a jingle. It was hilarious. But Bruno, I don't know how it is possible for you to be even better in person.
Yeah. Like, he's a performer for sure.
Even better. Un-fucking
real. Especially with his enhancement drugs that he's gotten.
Well.
He's gotten up
to and Anderson .Paak, too. Song. Anderson .Paak.
You know he's going with Mariah, supposedly.
Girl, speaking of Mariah. who else have I seen? I can't think of anybody else right now. Okay. He's got a big smile.
Yeah, this one tastes like soap.
Okay, avoid the yellows. So next, we really don't have that much more on here, guys. We've been talking for 27 minutes about absolutely nothing. I did want to do, I don't know if we've done this segment yet. It's called Pass the Aux, where we talk about music we're listening to. You didn't have anything wrote down. No. I did. And we were going to play a little snippet for y'all, but I don't know if we can on the podcast. I don't know if I can on YouTube for like copyright. I wouldn't want to steal anybody's work. But if you want to listen to a wonderful saxophonist on TikTok, her name is Imani Lauren. I will put the username up on the screen. It's Imani Lauren. She does her own music and she also does covers. Oh my God. She's amazing. And the music is, I'm a saxophone gal for life. I love saxophone covers. So yeah, check her out. And that's all I had for that segment. And then next we were going to talk about scammers.
Okay.
So I got permission from my mom to share this story. Okay. She ran into a man at Waffle House who struck up a conversation with her. And long story short, said he was, I don't know, the owner, business manager, recruiter, I don't know. He had a business for senior sitting. So mm-hmm. senior sitting is where you go and sit with seniors. It's not necessarily like you're a nursing aide. You just kind of do tasks with them around the house, blah, blah, blah. Take them to their doctor's appointments.
Right.
He claimed he could get her a job doing that, making, oh God, how much did he say? I think he said something like 80. No. It was like over like 120K a year.
Oh Lord.
And I was like, mama. And he said he wanted her to text him a picture of her driver's license and social security card. They did not have a website. They had no Google site, no reviews on Google. Company unknown. Mom searched nationwide, couldn't find anything. And so she came to me with it. And I was like, mom, you know that. She was like, I know it's a scam. I taught her how to detect them. But then it was also, he said, in order to get a client, to get a senior to sit with, she had to send him $200. And then once she started the job, he'd send her back $2,000. I said,
what's that? That doesn't even make sense.
For me, it's the fact that he's probably gotten away with this with somebody. Yeah. He's probably fooled somebody. So yeah, that was crazy. I told her, no, absolutely not. Don't send him. She's like, I know, I won't. And then she went to Waffle House a couple days later, a week later, and was talking to one of the girls. And one of the girls was coming, oh yeah, he's legit. My friend was going to work for him. And my mom was like, well, did she? And she said, well, no, because she had something on her record or something. I'm like, so you don't know that he's legit. I just feel bad because, like, who has he fooled into that and taken, stolen their identity, got that $200 and never heard from him again? Yep. No.
A piece of shit.
Okay, you said you don't want to talk about yours. No. Well, you just said you're automatically skeptical of everything.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been scammed before. I don't really.
No, not that I know.
I'm really skeptical of everything anyways. Right. I'm really, yeah, no. I immediately just don't believe you anyways. You really got to convince me that you're actually not lying.
The only time, I wouldn't say I necessarily got scammed, but I stumbled upon what was a scam and like not what it said it was. So me and Morgan, I think we were at the mall one day. Somehow we came across a job that was paying $20 an hour. And back then, I mean, in what, 2008, 2009, yeah, that was a lot of money.
Yeah.
So we went to the employment parade, not parade, fair. Mm-hmm. The day that you go for orientation to figure out if you can do the job or not. Well, long story short, it was some pyramid scheme about selling knives.
Oh, those are called, what are they called?
You know what I'm talking about?
Knives or something. Everybody, it's like a worldwide thing.
Girl, there's we a lot show of up.
That, so that did
there's
that.
Probably 50 people here. We thought it was going to be like a one-on-one interview. We're 16 years old. We have no idea. We sit through 30 minutes of this knife presentation and we both look at each other and we're like, are you ready to go? And she was like, yeah. Dipped and went to Chick-fil-A. Because what do I look like?
I hate, are you
going
ready?
Door to door. So, I mean, yeah. That's just being young and dumb. We had no information on what this job
I can't
possibly
think of
was.
What the name of those old knife scheme was.
I don't know. But we dipped out of there real. That's the only time I can think of that was like a scam situation. But I think I've never been in a situation to get scammed. You know what I mean? She's looking up. What are you looking up? The name of the knives. It was like Victor Knives. I think
Victor.
Vector sounds about right. Who am I kidding? I don't know. So that's all we have for this episode, really. We didn't have anything else down. We've been hanging out today. Did we already say this? You're going to spend the night again.
Mm-hmm. Vector.
Vector Knives. Yep.
Yep.
And we're going to order some food.
Yep.
And I think we're going to do a mukbang.
Yep.
So the last thing we're going to do is our Talking to the Moon segment.
Let me
cleanse my palate. Awesome. So I think, again, I'm like, I can't remember if I put this down or you put this down. Did you put the first one down? Because if you did, I want you to be able to read it. Or were they both me?
I don't know.
I can't think why I would have put two. Do you want to read the first one?
It says, learn to be alone so that a companion is just an option, not a necessity. 100%. Be secure by yourself. And anybody else that is added to the equation is just a bonus.
Yeah.
Be able to stand alone and be happy with that. Be at peace with yourself in being alone.
Yeah. I definitely think, like, you have to find the good in being alone. It can be very hard.
Yes.
But once you learn to be comfortable with yourself and everything that you are, everything you are behind closed doors when
nobody else is looking.
Right. Because even if you are in a position in life where you do find someone or you are already with someone, there might be come a time where you don't have them anymore for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And you got to know how to be okay. So I think that's kind of like how to look at the silver lining of being alone, being single, having time to learn yourself and love yourself.
Correct.
For sure. So the quote that I had goes a little something like this. Life can't serve your next course if there's still leftovers on your table. And I really liked that one because I struggle with fully walking away from something, from situations in life, anything that it could be. And it's true. Like, you're not going to be able to reach that next step in life if you're still holding on to things in the past.
Yes.
It's just a fancy way of saying that.
It's funny you got that because I got it as I lost it.
You lost it. That's okay. All right. Well, we thank you guys for listening and hanging out with us. Bye. And with that, we leave you and we love you and we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Bye. Bye.